Engineering Solutions, this is Deb.
Hey Deb, is Joe in by chance?
Yeah, a bit.
One, thank you.
This is Joe.
Hey Joe, Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. Hey, I got a call from Benny yesterday evening, and he wanted me to reach out to you.
Yep.
Okay, how's everything going?
Great. He and I spoke yesterday, and we agreed to explore what we can do with you all. So, where do we begin?
All right, well, we'll begin. First off, you're looking at bringing out some new equipment or more along the capital side?
It's capital side. We do some. We've had an uptick in the number of projects we're doing.
Okay.
And the capital outlay that we have before we can begin billing. And so we're looking for cash to fund that.
Okay. And how much cash would that be?
Well, my understanding was what he had qualified before was $250K.
Yeah, we had you a pre-approval for that.
For that?
So, yeah.
I mean, for now, to get things started, that would be sufficient.
Okay, awesome. And this is basically just to get all, like, some inventory and materials and the little things for those projects you have coming up?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. Then, first thing, I guess I would ask, what would your gross annual sales look like for last year?
For last year, I think we came in $11
million. $11 million. Okay, yeah, so that 250 would be no problem. And then, are you guys on track to do the same or beat that this year?
We shut down a few not unprofitable projects, so our top line isn't as good. I'd say we're trending towards $8 million, but our bottom line is in much better shape.
Okay, great. Well, that's always fine. Still, you'll have no trouble getting that 250K. You can probably get more if need be. And the way that usually works is this working capital program is really similar to a line of credit, but kind of different in a couple ways. Instead of having the credit pulled whenever, we actually just give you one chunk of cash into your business checking account, and then from there you make the payments on it that way. Do you have a deadline for these projects here?
Well, I'm already started some of them, and you know, things are leaner than I would like because I'm putting out so much cash to support them. So
of course,
sooner than later helps.
Of course. Well, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is with such a large chunk all at once, what's the fees on that? And I just would need to better understand.
Of course. Of course. So I know you're in kind of a hurry, sounds like, to get this stuff rolling here. Cool thing is, usually 24 hours, we have your approval with all the hard numbers and the terms, rates, stuff like that, just because we don't offer one straight flat rate across the board here. We have programs that work with credit tiers A to D. Sounds like you guys are probably on the upper scale of that there, so I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. But on the capital, it all comes down to really sales, and you guys are really covered there. In terms of fees, there are no application fees, anything along the lines of that. There are a couple, if you do take the loan, there are a couple very minimal fees. I've been told that you will have to pay to get started that way. But nothing outrageous. I believe a couple $100 is the most expensive it gets there. And then other than that, if after you get the numbers back and the approval, we'll give you we'll lay down your options which you qualify for. And if everything works out there, another 24 hours, you'll have that money in your bank account. So 48 hours, best case scenario, we can have you some funds.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions, really, or any other concerns?
No, I imagine, so they were pre-qualified before for this 250, and was that with the awareness that the organization already had an existing line of credit with eBank?
Well, actually, that was based, we work with DNB, and you guys had done some work with Wells Fargo, it looks like, back in March of 2013, and that pre-approval was based off that relationship you had there with them.
Okay. So we'll probably have to update the information.
Yes, definitely. And then I guess I would ask you real quick, you guys, have you looked anywhere else for financing yet?
No, we have a relationship with KeyBank where we have an existing line of credit. It's okay. Quite a bit of what we do with them is complicated and needlessly.
Of course.
So,
okay.
I'm wanting to start relationships with other banks just to have options and perhaps, you know, long-term move our business elsewhere. Don't know.
Of course. Well, you know, that's really what we pride ourselves in here, and is really trying to develop a relationship with you guys. To say, I know it's nice to know a couple different people in this kind of economy and just have a couple different alternatives if something happened there. So by no means am I trying to ruin the relationship you have with your current bank. I still encourage that. If anything, you know, you can send us what they're offering you. We have a match or beat policy, so we can always work with that way. But yeah, ultimately, we would love to be able to get you set up here and get you a good deal, and that way you guys would like to come back to us and make it simple as to where you just pick up the phone, give me a call, say, hey Kyle, I need a, you know, 50k, and then, you know, simple as that there. So to get started, really all we would need to do is have you fill out the one page short application we have for, so we can run your credit. 6 months of your most recent bank statements, since we're working on the capital end, we want to be able to see what your ending balances are looking like. And then lastly, just your most recent tax return. That way we can see the ownership breakdown of the company and your top line gross annual sales there.
All right. Well, if you'll, will you shoot that over in an email?
And then yeah. What's a good email for you?
So it's Joe, J-O-E, S as in Sam, @
EnergyEngineeringSolutions.com. All right, I'll wrap up that email here right now. And again, it'll have just those three things there. And then, actually, just to get a question, is any of your guys' stuff you'd be using for the cash equipment? Because we also offer equipment financing too. So if you wanted, like, to maybe try to get a breakdown of financing particular pieces of equipment and then also getting capital, it might be to your advantage to do that as well. I just didn't know what you guys were looking at in terms of materials.
Well,
and stuff.
I mean, there is the potential. So I would need to talk to my project managers to understand more specifically exactly what they expect.
Okay.
We do have existing equipment that's on existing leases. I don't know if the same applies to a refinance of those.
Okay.
And there are, I know, Benny. So we have Engineering Solutions is one company, but Benny and his wife also own the airport, and he does want to construct new buildings on the airport for which
okay.
we already have interest in occupants. So,
okay.
And it might be, well, that's not equipment, that's buildings. These are, you know, hangar-style buildings, so
yeah.
They're not necessarily heated spaces. It just depends on what level of finish the occupants want.
Of course.
So we are looking at that. We just bought more land to put stuff on, so there's that potential, certainly.
Okay, definitely. And if you don't mind me asking, how much land did you guys get over there?
How much line?
How much land did you end up purchasing?
Land? We just got 10 more acres here onto the existing airport.
Oh, awesome. You're going to use that? Is that where the hangars are going?
No, so that additional 10 acres, your hangar homes, to put along the airport or some other, you know, that sort of thing, residential.
Okay.
As well as hangar, so we don't know for sure, but we're toying with different ideas.
Yeah, right on. Sounds like you guys got a pretty good opportunity for some investments over there, though, either way, so can't go wrong there. But all right, Joe, I will wrap up this email to you here, and I'll get that stuff over your way. When should I expect maybe to have it back, just to have a good idea?
I can turn it around today or tomorrow. All of what you asked for, I have digitally here on the computer, so I can send it pretty quick.
Awesome. Well, as soon as you get that stuff over to me, it'll take probably 30 minutes to get it all entered into your file here, get that. I'll shoot over to underwriting. So, I mean, if we have it by the end of the day, we should have your numbers by tomorrow. So, if not, I'll give you a call. If I don't see anything today or tomorrow, I'll give you a call Friday and see if you did receive my email and just check in.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Joe. We'll get you set up here. Looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye.
Yep. Bye.